This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a juz a day, and alhamdulillah, we're at juz number 11. This is near the middle and end of Surah At-Tawbah, which is a chapter in the Quran that we don't recite the basmala. We don't begin with saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's a surah that has three main important purposes, but the most important theme of it is that Allah will suffice His Prophet ﷺ, and Allah is enough for our Nabi ﷺ and the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. There are instructions initially in how to deal with those who are abroad from you to the Prophet ﷺ, who don't believe in him, who are contesting him in warfare, and who have broken peace treaties with him, who have done certain things that have brought a level of agitation. The second is how to deal with those who are living amongst you as hypocrites, who don't believe in God, don't believe in you, O Muhammad, but who are pretending and they're seeking for a moment of weakness that they can pounce on you. And the third, it speaks about those who value you, O Messenger of Allah, the Sahaba, the Muhajirin, and the Ansar. So this juz number 11 begins where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies the people who are living in Medina, that there are the Muhajirin, they're the elite, and then there are under them the Ansar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. The foremost and the first of those who are muhajirin, then the ansar. And if you put this verse with other verses in the Quran, for example, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, where Allah classifies the believers on the Day of Judgment, He says, السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. So it's the same word. So Allah is referring to a very select group of people. May Allah make us of them and reach their level. Allahumma ameen. There are those who have given and struggled for the path of Allah and in defense of Muhammad ﷺ. The Ansar. Then Allah speaks about Al-A'rab. Al-A'rabu ashaddu kufran wa nifaqan. That in your surrounding tribes of the Arabs, that there are those of the Bedouins, some of them are very strong in their kufr, in their hate of truth and monotheism. And there are others who Allah speaks about in praiseworthy terms. And then there are the hypocrites who are found in and around Medina society. There were more than 70 of them grouped together who would mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their privacy. And Allah would relate to him what was said. And Allah would confront some of them. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبُ. We were just joking around and we were just making a jest. It wasn't serious in our condemnation of you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another transition point is where Allah speaks about Masjid Dirar, that these hypocrites, they tried to set up a masjid that rivaled the first masjid built by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was built أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى, on a foundation of piety, which is Masjid Quba. May Allah allow us to visit it. The one who visits Quba makes wudu in their home before attending to it. They get the reward of a umrah. It's a magnificent reward. Masjid Dirar was a masjid, although it's a masjid dedicated for the worship of Allah, the intention behind it was false. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُمْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. Don't ever stand in prayer in it, O Muhammad, even if though they've invited you, there's a vested interest in it, and there's a prohibition to pray in it. And this teaches us a very important element and principle in our faith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that actions are judged and are implemented on account of their intentions. That's very important. So we don't just look at the building and the structure, but what was it raised for, and what are the things that are aims for it? Allah speaks about those who He has purchased them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also speaks about those who die in a state of hypocrisy. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, his son came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he was a righteous son, came to the Prophet, he was a good man, a good sahabi, and said, my father's died, please make dua for him. The Prophet stood at his grave and made dua, and Allah forbids him, وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Don't stand at his grave and don't make dua for him because they are unbelievers. And we get that ruling that a person who has died in an agitated state of unbelief and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they're unworthy of prayers of mercy from the believers, and that is something settled in the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about tawbah, and about the tawbah of the three who stayed behind. There were three men at the time of the Battle of Tabuk. It was in the summer months. And they didn't want to travel with the Prophet ﷺ. They made excuses, and three of them regretted it. There were so many hypocrites who made excuses, but three righteous believers, the prominent of them, Ka'b radiallahu anhu arda, he regretted it and even tried to catch up to the Prophet ﷺ. And, you know, Allah was very decisive in His words that they were ostracized from their community. No one spoke to them. Not even their wives would say Assalamu Alaikum to them. And it was, they were cut off until their repentance to Allah was proven and they had done what was worthy of their repentance. And you get an element of the chapter, Surah At-Tawbah, coming from this. The closing verses are about attaching ourselves to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see, this is a great theme. So the merits of the Sahaba, the first ones to come to faith, the ones who felt the weakness of others, the ones who took on the burden of carrying faith to us, were only Muslims on account of them conveying it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the closing verses of Surah At-Tawbah is an admonition of the love of the Prophet ﷺ for his ummah and the love of the ummah of those who value him back for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This brings us into Surah Yunus, and Surah Yunus is a majestic surah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And basically the theme of Surah Yusuf is that you're going to be given much revelation, and a lot of it is going to require patience, and you need to look to those who came before you for inspiration, O Muhammad and O Ummah of Muhammad. In Surah Yunus, it's very science-rich, and I use the word science in a very unqualified manner. It speaks about At-Takween and the creation of the heavens and the earth. And there are three main sections that you see in the surah. Allah speaks about Tawheed, monotheism, the signs of Allah, the creation of Allah, the reward of belief, the punishment of those who disbelieve, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see another section where Allah speaks about the attitude of those who oppose the first group, and that they will be from those who affliction will befall them, and Allah will turn away from them, and Allah's punishment will eventually arrive to them. They ask for miracles, and they ask for a new Quran to descend upon them, and what makes you worthy of it, O Muhammad? They ask about what's going to come in the next life, and Allah gives the parable of this life in comparison to the hereafter. They're told about Jannah, and Allah speaks about Jannah to inspire the believers and to show that disbelievers that there's something that they can aspire to, and that the world, worldly life is a place where you try to earn your way with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real, and that you can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala evidenced in the creation that surrounds us. Allah debates with the unbelievers and gives them example after example and sign after sign, that the Quran is full of advice and mercy, a cure, shifa'un lima fi sudur. In it, in the verse, it is a cure to that which ails the heart. It's a source of guidance, hidayah. And Allah speaks about awliya Allah. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who have befriended Allah and Allah has befriended them are those who will have no sorrow and no fear. They don't feel it because they trust Allah. And in the next life, they will be assured of His magnificence and His happiness. They are those, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those who believed, and they are those who worked righteous deeds through piety and righteousness, had taqwa and fear of Allah. And the challenge of Quraysh, of speaking about the Quran and the miracles of it, it all comes and is answered in this beautiful chapter. The final section of Surah Yunus, which brings an end to this juz, is Allah begins to give examples of previous prophets to our Nabi Muhammad ﷺ as practical examples. And Allah gives the example of Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Harun. And Allah speaks about Yunus, which is where the chapter gets its name. That don't be like Yunus, who left his people and he was frustrated that they wouldn't come to faith. So we tested him, and then when we returned him to them, we showed him that even without him, they came to believe. Meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're a tool for me to use in calling people to good. And if I wish to remove you yourself, ya Muhammad, I can still bring people to accepting faith. Illa qawma Yunus. Except the people of Yunus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are like the people of Yunus, obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though we haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us from the awliya of Allah. And I hope you join me again for another daily tafsir. This was juz number 11. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.